Welcome to the Healthy Mindset App Podcast, where host Mike Hartman, a performance coach and former professional athlete, brings his passion to help athletes and workplace athletes achieve their dreams and goals while being mindful of everything else in life. Mike also uses this platform to share his targeted assessment application, Healthy Mindset course, meditation, and goal setting technique for the athlete and workplace athlete. We're glad you're here. Now, let's dive headfirst into this episode of the Healthy Mindset App Podcast. Here's your host, Mike Hartman.
In this episode, we're going to talk about the mindset of body language and how it involves conscious and how nonverbal cues and gestures communicate your thoughts, feelings, and intentions to others. It's about recognizing the power of body language, influencing how you are perceived and understanding the impact it can have on your interactions and relationships. I'm going to give you some key aspects of body language, as it's important that how you portray yourself, because your body language could say many things. I use many examples. Like I was at a sporting event, and I saw one of the players that I was working with. I went to see him play, and he had his arms crossed, and he looked like he didn't want to be there. So your body language is so important to how you portray yourself and how people will see you, especially your teammates. So, like, number one, self-awareness. Develop an awareness of your own body language. Understand how your posture, your facial expressions, and gestures convey your emotions and attitudes. This self-awareness allows you to project the image that you want to intend, that you want people to see. If you look like you're sulking or you're bringing bad energy in, that's not the language you want to bring in, that negative body language. So the next thing is approach body language with intention. Consider the message that you want to convey and use body language to reinforce that message. I have friends that talk with their hands. I have people that have that openness in, but when you're closed off, people could read that. They could read that. It's almost like it's a negative vibe that person gets. And the next thing is observational skills. Cultivate the ability to observe or interpret body language. Watch people. Pay attention to little cues like eye contact. I don't know how true this is. People say if you're talking to somebody and they're looking to their left, are they really paying attention? I'm not an expert at that, but I don't know. But look somebody right in the face. I was just giving this talk to this young athlete, and I told them when they go to training camp, you know, give somebody a firm handshake and look them in the eye. And I also had a young female athlete who was going to try out for her college team, and she switched to a different school. She transferred, and I said, it's going to be tough, but your body language is going to say it all. So make sure you come in and you want to bring the good energy. That's a whole different conversation. So strive, you know, to be communicative. So that's to me, that's so important. You know, your words, the tone of your voice. It's not, hey, hi, nice to meet you. It's, hey, how are you? Very nice to meet you. That really says a lot. That goes a little bit beyond the body language, but sometimes your tone of your voice is aligned with your body and how you come across. Are you genuine? Are you untrustworthy? It's really important. And we talked about empathy before. A lot of these apply to a lot of things that we were talking about, but empathy is one that uses, you know, use your body language to convey empathy and understanding. Engage in active listening by nodding, maintaining eye contact and open postures to show that you're attentive. Remember, I use this word, and we teach a lot of this before. Are you interested or interesting? You know, you want to be interested in people. We talk about confidence. You can meet people, and sometimes it can be fake, right? But we see people that have that body language that reflects the confidence of self-assuredness. When you see them, they stand tall and they make steady eye contact. They avoid fidgeting and they're very direct, and it just gives you more credibility to what you're doing. It's a tough world out there, so we need everything we can get. Openness and approachability. Some people... I once had somebody tell me I'm not approachable, and I just met them a couple times, and maybe I had a bad day. So just be careful of, you know, you got to pick your spots sometimes. Maybe someone just isn't approachable that day. Maybe I had my arms crossed. I was creating these barriers with others. And I learned that. And I said, and it made me aware. I'm glad this person told me because now we're friends. And she said, boy, you're very open. You're talkative. You're nice. And I don't remember the day. Maybe I was having an off day. So make sure you're approachable. Practice mirroring. Like this involves subtly mimicking the body language of the person that you're interacting with. And I know it's a little different. It sounds a little corny, but these are ways to get better. And also sometimes we have cultural differences. Recognize the body language cues that can vary across different cultures because maybe their culture is a little bit different than yours. So be aware of that. Regulating emotions, use body language to regulate your emotions. So if you're feeling anxious, for example, take a deep breath. That's why we have our meditations. That's why we have our tools to help you to practice some of these things, to prevent your body language from betraying your feelings. Sometimes we have to do something we don't like to do, but you want to bring off those good vibes as we talked about. I hope this is helping you. We love to have you in our community. Go to healthymindsetapp.com. I would love to help you. If you cannot afford the community, please send me a private message and we'll make it work. We're all about helping and leading and serving. And we love this. I love doing this. I've done over 200 plus episodes of just the podcast, and I'm going to try to give it as much to you as I can. And we hope you keep liking us, and we'd love to have you in our community.
We're so glad you joined us for this episode of the Healthy Mindset App podcast with your host, Mike Hartman. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. That helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. To dive deeper and learn more about the Healthy Mindset program, or to get in touch with Mike, please visit our website, healthymindsetapp.com. Thanks again for listening. And we hope you'll join us again in the next episode of the Healthy Mindset App podcast. Until then, be well.